This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Republican Gabe Evans has won the race for Colorado's 8th Congressional District. He has unseated incumbent Democratic Representative Yadira Caraveo. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the state's House delegation will now be a 4-4 split between the parties come January.
Caraveo conceded on Sunday when the numbers showed Evans on track to win by less than a percentage point. That margin is still outside the threshold for a mandatory recount. In a statement, Evans called his win incredibly humbling and said he's ready to fight back for a better direction for all Coloradans. He's a first-term lawmaker in the state House, as well as a former police officer and Army helicopter pilot. The 8th District is Colorado's newest and stretches from Commerce City and Thornton north to Greeley. It was drawn by an independent commission to be competitive and so far has lived up to that billing. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Exit polling has revealed some interesting information about where voters fell on Colorado's ranked choice voting initiative. The measure was most popular with younger voters, those under age 45, and especially younger men. It was strongly opposed by Republicans. 70% in the survey said they had voted no. Democrats and independents were more evenly divided. In the end, ranked choice voting failed by about 8 points. The poll surveyed more than 800 voters and was conducted by firms that work with both Republicans and Democrats. In Colorado Springs, housing prices fell for a third straight month. In October, the median price of a single-family home was $475,000. That's a $10,000 drop from the month before and is actually $10,000 less than October of last year. Prices normally drop during the colder months of the year before picking back up during the summer. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC. Fresh Air is next.